father's body has been recovered from the Kuskokwim River after he and his family fell through a marked open hole the night of New Year's Eve. Bethel Search and Rescue says five survivors are okay and urges everyone to use overland trails to travel upriver. Search and Rescue pulled Mark Casile's body from the Kuskokwim around 2 o'clock Monday afternoon. Bethel Search and Rescue President Mike Riley was there.
After the prayer was over, we thanked each other and everybody for all the good work everybody was doing for this quick recovery of Mark. And then we load him in a body bag and brought him back to Bethel.
They released the body to the Alaska State Troopers. The night before, on New Year's Eve, Mark Casile and his family had fallen through an open hole. The night was calm and the hole marked with blue reflective tape signaling open water. But open water can look indistinguishable from glare ice. There were six travelers, Casile, his sister-in-law, his wife, and their three young children. Mike Riley says the children appear to be between 9 and 14 years old.
I do believe they were on one snowmobile towing a sled.
The family lives in Bethel and was heading to Akiachek, where they're originally from. The survivors were able to pull themselves onto the ice and call for help. Troopers report the family saw Casile go, quote, into the water and did not see him get out. Bethel Search and Rescue heard about the accident from Bethel Police just before 10 p.m. Riley says searchers reached the family within 45 minutes.
They were very hyperthermic. They were all wet.
The responders used their own clothing to warm the family.
They gave them their jackets, their coats. One of our members actually took their shoes off and gave it to one of the boys.
The searchers transported the survivors to Bethel, where two ambulances were waiting to carry them to the hospital. Monday morning, volunteers from Bethel Search and Rescue returned to the site with hooks and drag bars. They gave the equipment to volunteers from Akiachuk and Kuithluk to recover Kasile's body. Riley says more than 60 people helped.
Three hooks grabbed them after about an hour and a half of dragging, and that's how we brought them up.
The crews then blocked the trail with the open hole about 8 miles upriver of Bethel.
The trail by the bluff is completely cut off for everybody's safety. The glare ice is very hard to read on open water, and that's the reason probably why this happened.
Riley urges everyone traveling upriver from Bethel to use the overland trail from Hanger Lake to Akiachuk.